Good afternoon. It's a variable day weather-wise across our area. It really depends upon where you are. Some spots are seeing sunshine this afternoon. Other areas are rather locked in the clouds. It looks like clouds are more dominant across the higher elevations, with a little more in the way of sunshine in our valleys. Of course, it does vary from spot to spot. We've also had a couple of showers this afternoon, especially across the North Country, but for most of us, it has been dry through the afternoon hours. A bit of a breeze is kicking up as well, a gusty wind out of the west, and that does make it feel a little bit cooler, and our temperatures are running a bit below average for this time of year. Over the next 12 hours or so, things will be pretty quiet weather-wise. And then tomorrow, another system will come at us from the southwest, and that means another shot at some rainfall as we go through the day tomorrow. Some showers during the morning, and then a steadier rain from midday into the afternoon hours. The good news is the storm is moving along rather quickly, so the rain should exit as we head through the late day hours into tomorrow evening, and that will leave a dry start to the day on Saturday. But by later in the day, a front will come closer, and that will bring us the chance for some more wet weather. Now, I don't think Saturday is a complete washout, so I wouldn't recommend canceling your plans. But if you have things to do outside during the afternoon, you may run into some rainfall and may have to kind of rearrange things there. And then a cooler push of air comes in for Sunday, and it does look like it will warm up as we head into next week, so we'll see how that plays out as we get a bit closer. In the short term, though, things are quiet but seasonably cool overnight. Temperatures will drop to around 40 degrees. Any early sun tomorrow will fade behind increasing clouds as that storm draws closer. A morning shower, a better chance for rain, though, during tomorrow afternoon, with temperatures running mainly in the 50s. It gets warmer on Saturday. Ahead of that front, temperatures should warm up into the 60s. There is that chance for an afternoon shower, maybe even a rumble of thunder in a couple of spots on Saturday. And then Sunday, we'll see temperatures only around 50 degrees. A few spotty showers are possible then, but it, again, just like Saturday, doesn't look to be like a washout. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cool, with temperatures 38 to 44. And for the day tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain, especially during the afternoon, with highs in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cool, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely and highs in the 50s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cool, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely and highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cool, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain likely and highs in the 50s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of afternoon showers or a thunderstorm with highs in the 60s. On Sunday, a blend of sun and clouds, chance of a shower, breezy and cooler with a high around 50 degrees. For WAMC, meteorologist Garrett Argianis.